Guys, on this episode, we're going to talk about my four favorite words that I love hearing when I'm driving in the car with my kids. Are we there yet?
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales, you're going to talk communication, you're going to talk leadership, you're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Hey, if you look at all the time you spend in the sales process and then you divide that time out by all the people that waste your time, you're going to want to grab our guide over at thecontractorfight.com/cheap. This short guide will help you spot a tire kicker a mile away. It'll help you spot somebody who will never be your customer so that you don't invest crazy amounts of time on the wrong prospects. All right, so if you want to shave your estimating time in half, you're running around time in half, and sell projects to people who actually give a crap about who you are, what you do, and the value that you bring, head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and get the guide that we have for you today.
All right, Tim. So are we there yet? Have we arrived?
Yeah. Greg, I think I've arrived a lot of times and I've gotten there, but I never thought those were the four words. I thought it'd be like, I love hairy men or something like that. I just never expected it out of you. But yeah, a lot of times in my life, Greg, I thought I arrived. An example for me would be when I bought my house. I thought that was it. That was the end of the line. I had it all. I had a job that was paying me $100,000 a year. I had a house. I had three kids. I had a yard. I had a dog. I had a cat. I thought that was it. I was done. So I sat on my ass for, I don't know, fucking 10 years and drank. I worked, came home, mowed the lawn, and drank. I thought I was done. How do you know when you're there? How do you know when you're not there?
Yeah, that's a tough question. It's different for everybody, right?
This is that would be my take on it is, yeah, it is different for everybody. But because I thought it was there, I wasted time not thinking about where I should have been. So I have to catch up. You know, have to catch up in business, have to catch up with money, have to catch up with life. I guess if we had a goal, if we had wrote down where we wanted to head, we wouldn't be stopping and smelling the roses. So what kind of check? I mean, not even talking about your kids, but even if you had, your kids were in the car, they were asking, if you prepared them along the way, you know, these are the steps we're going to have. We're going to pack the car. We're going to get in the car. We're going to drive. After driving for an hour, we're going to stop. We're going to stop and have breakfast. If we haven't stopped for breakfast, then they know we're not there yet. Right? So there's checkpoints.
Yeah, absolutely. So
how would you wrap that into, like, let's say business for you? What are your checkpoints?
I think it all starts with goals, and you set goals and you reevaluate them, you know, quarterly, you know, halfway through the year and at the end of the year, see where you're at and then reassess. Because Tim, my goals have changed so much from when I started this journey and where I'm at now. And you know, there's a slogan that I go by, it's The Rock, which is corny, but that guy gets after it, and it's chase greatness. And I do believe in that, because it's kind of like, if you're chasing greatness, you're never truly going to arrive. You're always going to be after getting better. And I'm a big believer in that. No matter how good you are, you got to push a little bit further and, you know, keep pushing yourself so you don't end up stagnant.
I'm going to write that down, Greg. I've never heard it, but I like that. Thank you. That's good stuff. You know, even in the battleground, Greg, there's checkpoints, you know, to reach, you know, leave the like your belts, you know, we're role playing.
Yeah.
You role play, you got your green, you got all these levels, your brown, your black, your pink, your purple, whatever it is, all these belts. They're checkpoints. So you know when you've arrived. And then, Greg, like I know every member who's ever turned black belt, you know, when they get the black belt, what do they say?
It's just the beginning.
Yeah. They all say it. And it's not like it's, and we laugh about it because we know it's going to come out. You know, once they realize, like, I ain't shit. It's like, yeah, you're not shit, dude. You got a long way to go. Don't sit down. Do not pick up that bear. Do not think it's time to watch Family Feud. It's time to keep on burning. keep your foot on that gas because this is a long fucking road. You know, Greg, I want to go sideways with this. I want to tell you a story about this guy. I was growing up. I was a young guy. You know, I was just driving. And there's this guy, he used to sit out in his yard. And he was an old dude. And he used to own an Italian a market, you know, with cold cuts and all that. But he got old and his son took it over. And this guy's name was Scoop. Well, Scoop lived in a neighborhood where all my friends lived. So I'd go visit my buddies and stuff like that. And it was Scoop. Scoop, he'd be sitting out in his driveway looking at his Cadillac. He had one of those folding aluminum chairs, you know, lawn chairs. And he sat in his, you know, his white tank top, typical Italian white tank top. And he sat there and he just looked at his car. And then when it got dark out, he'd fold the chair up, put it up against the garage, put his car in the garage, right? The door would come down, it had curtains hanging on the inside. This is what this guy's existence was. You know, being an Italian American, he probably came over and he achieved the best he could and stopped. He gave the business to his son, or his son ran it. I don't know how exactly that worked, but he achieved. And now he sat. You know, at that time, he could have been in the 70s. I have no idea. He's not around anymore, I'm sure, but he sat and he waited. For what? Because I know the guy's passed on. This is like 20 something years ago. So the guy passed on, but he waited. He sat. It's like, how could you stop? Everything you've achieved, you stop. But people do it every day. People do it every day. They reach the level of their, are we there yet?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it just sounds like he never moved the goalpost. You know, he got to it and that was it.
I never thought about it back at that time, but recently he's been coming to my mind for some reason. Maybe it's a time of year. You know, it's summertime, maybe it's a smell in the air, but I think about him and what a waste that was. You know, he lived this life, you know, and it ends up, he sat. He just sat and waited, I don't know, freaking to die? I don't know, but he sat and he did it every freaking day. Every day I drove down to see my buddies, he was out there sitting looking at his car. He's arrived. He's got the Cadillac. He's got a house. He's, you know, he's got the business. That's it. He's all set. But, to protect ourselves from becoming complacent, Greg, I know that these checkpoints, these steps that you have to mark off and check these boxes off on the way. And, you know, even more importantly, Greg, is, you know, who are you doing it for? Your why? Why do this? Why are we doing this? Why do we have a business? Why do we want to do better for ourselves and our parents?
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely what everyone needs to find out. I mean, I know I do it for freedom and for my family, you know?
Yeah, but not just one generation, Greg. You're planning on multi-generations with what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, you're younger than I am. So, you know, kudos to you. And I would not be thinking about one generational if it was anybody who was young. So, Greg, wrap this up.
So, guys out there, I mean, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about setting your goals and reassessing and moving that goalpost so you're always pushing forwards. And, hey, to do that, you got to track what you're doing also because you got to know where you're coming from. So every now and again, you can look back and say, okay, I'm not just running around in circles here. I'm making some progress because sometimes it's hard. You're going to progress so much that you don't even realize where you're going. And just stay sharp, guys. Connect with people. Do what you need to do to stay sharp. Push yourself. Tim, what else would you throw in there for them to iron sharpens iron, my man?
Yeah. Yeah. Just look, it's like this. If you think you're somewhere, just think back, you know, if you say I can sit down and relax. I'll think of me sitting there on my ass for 10 years. Drinking a beer because I fucking thought I got somewhere and how much farther I could have been right now if I did that. Think about this guy, Scoop. He wasted the last, whatever, 5 or 7 years of his life sitting there. Don't be that guy, man. Grind to the end. You know, Reber always talks about it, man. Get your foot on that gas pedal. Do not fucking take your foot off that. And you're going to achieve greatness. Don't be me and do not be Scoop, man. So that's it. Till next week, the long and short of it, with Tim and Greg, we're out. Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.